Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Fulton County Thrivecast. We're exploring the dynamic landscape of Fulton County, Ohio's economic development initiatives. We'll uncover the driving forces behind the economic growth, featuring interviews with key leaders, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who are shaping the future of Fulton County, Ohio. Businesses don't only operate in Fulton County, Ohio, they are thriving.
Welcome back to Thrivecast. I am Kelly Cove and very excited to be talking to our first guest business today, MCW Certified Welding and Fabrication. We have Mike from MCW. Mike, will you please introduce yourself?
Kelly, it's great to be here. My name is Michael McCloskey. I'm the current president of MCW Certified Welding. It's a local welding and fabrication company here in Fulton County. I've been a local to Northwest Ohio all my life, and I have my wife here with me.
I'm Natanya McCloskey. I'm the owner of MCW Certified Welding. We are a certified woman-owned business here in Fulton County.
Can you tell us a little bit about what got you started in welding and fabrication in the industry?
Yeah, so my start in welding and fabrication was in my father's shop where I cut my teeth. It was Mike Certified Welding. My father was a boilermaker and welder and started his own business. So I grew up in his shop, and just all through elementary school and junior high and high school, I wanted to have my own business. I always wanted to be a welder. Just father like son is how I got started in the welding industry.
And how did you get your company started? And first of all, what is MCW Welding and Fabrication? What does MCW stand for?
MCW is actually a homage to my father. MCW stands for Mike Certified Welding. My father is no longer with us here. I felt like when I started the company, somebody had said, a lot of companies have like a three letter word in the beginning of their company. I thought, why don't I do Mike Certified Welding? So MCW is where it really started. And then I added the certified because I felt like that was important to the trade, to be certified, be qualified, professional.
Can you tell us a little bit about the startup of the company? When was the company formed?
The company was really formed in 2016 when we became an LLC. Before that, I had welding equipment starting at the age of 16. I think I did my first side job at the age of 18. And so I've always had welding equipment. I originally started with a Lincoln Tombstone welder, a set of torches, and a chop saw. And I would have to do my mobile work by wiring my welder into a breaker at somebody's shop. So I really, have the experience, and I tell other people that want to start into a business that don't ever limit yourself. So that's where it originally started.
Any challenges that you faced in starting the business, or has there been any challenges even, thinking back a few years when we were going through COVID, was there anything that you really had to kind of figure out or ride through? Has there been anything in particular that comes to mind from 2016 to now with running your business?
Absolutely. So for me, it was getting the type of work and into the type of industries that I wanted to be in. And I wanted the quality of work that my guys were in. And it was really tough to break through and to get that customer base established. And we did that through hard work, commitment, and quality. We get a lot of compliments on our quality. So I felt like that was important. How about you?
Yeah, I would say that building our team, our employees, that's been an ongoing challenge. And we're very grateful for the team we have now, and we're still looking to build and add to that team. And yes, that's definitely been a challenge.
Yeah, I've seen a billboard that you have in regards to hiring. So you are currently hiring
for
the business. What are you looking for?
We're looking for more experienced fabricators at this time, 5, preferably 10 years of experience. Leaning on the structural fabrication side of that, that is really our desired goal for our company, is to head in that direction. We're going to be adding a beam line in our new facility that we're seeking, and that's kind of my goal, personally.
Yes, agreed. And I think as we continue to grow, we'll be adding some office staff and more management positions as well. But currently, yes, more experienced fabricators.
If you want to touch a little bit on the hiring, what is it that you can offer an experienced fabricator that comes and works for MCW?
So MCW Certified Welding, currently as a non-union fab shop, has, I would say, the greatest benefits and payroll around. We offer a good pay package. We offer a good benefit package. And we also strive on being a team, you know. So we're looking for the guys that have the experience that we need to continue our growth.
So I know you said you're looking for somebody with experience, but for somebody that doesn't have experience that's looking to get into welding, is there any advice that you would give them? And how did you become a certified welder?
Absolutely. So we do have an apprenticeship program that we have. We have a few students out of vocational schools right now. Penta, we recruit out of Penta. We recruit out of Ward County. And we typically keep a few of those students and then young adults as they come out of school. I would say in the times that we're in, just showing up to work right on time every day and giving it everything you have. Self-help. Self-help is huge. Wanting to grow outside of work. Wanting to educate yourself and to achieve the next level of fabrication skill. I think that's huge.
That's such a huge thing right now. And obviously this industry is growing as well. And I know you had mentioned that you're a women-owned company. Can you touch a little bit about the opportunities for women within MCW or within the welding industry?
Absolutely. The women that I see in the industry are very hard workers. And that's always an opening with MCW as well.
Yes, absolutely. And as I mentioned before, also on the administrative side, there will be openings for anyone who is qualified to work there.
And even wants to learn. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I was learning a lot about welding and doing my research, did not realize how many different types of welding there is. Can you tell us a little bit about what you specialize in, what is kind of the your main way of welding?
Sure. So we specialize in all processes of welding. We tend to lean towards the industrial and commercial side of fabrication. We do all processes of gas welding and TIG welding and stick welding. I won't get into too much and bore you with details, but MCW has been in many different industries. I think the only industries we haven't been in at this time and we're open to it would be nuclear and aerospace.
How do you stay updated with the changes that go on in the industry or technological advancements? What is your way of staying updated with those things?
I think podcasts. Podcasts are huge. We listen to several podcasts. I feel that YouTube has grown so much. Mm-hmm. There's a lot out there. Social media, LinkedIn. LinkedIn's a big one, right? You can stay up with what other companies are doing. FabTech is another huge one. You know, AWS Magazine. Reading AWS Magazine, which we're members of, we're a certified AWS company. I think that would be our sources of information, staying up in the industry.
Yeah, and I didn't see that you have a Facebook page. I know you have a website as well, and you are very active on those. So there's a lot of projects that I saw, a lot of videos on there, a lot of pictures. And who do you have running that for you? Is that you, Natanya, that's running that?
No, actually, that's Michael.
He's
the Facebook guy.
Awesome.
Yeah, Facebook was great. Early on, I would say we gained a lot of traction and a lot of growth through Facebook. It was great.
Yeah.
And they have the free advertising. So I highly endorse it as a starting platform.
Yeah, so anybody that is interested in looking at the company, whether for a welding project, fabrication project, or for hiring, that's a great spot for them to go to and get familiar with your company.
Absolutely.
Is there, going back to the hiring process, is there anything in particular that you think is a really important qualification or skill for somebody to have coming into the industry?
Interested in the trades, you know, the blue collar mentality. And a lot of times we see it, students that come in or younger gentlemen or gals that come in have family members that are in the trades. Mm-hmm. You know, so they see it coming up. There's a lot of work out there. So I would say just the desire to want to come to work on time, again, circling back, that's huge nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know, just a dedicated employee, somebody that wants to grow in the company, you know, to show your company that you want to achieve more, that you not only want to make more, but you want to have more skill. That's really important, to want to grow in skills and responsibility, to take on responsibility, you know, not just to go to work and, you know, punch the clock, but to come to work and want to see the company grow. I think there's a definite, definitive examples when you as an employer, you see an employee, there's an employee and then there's a company guy. And being that company guy really sets people apart. And you can see it in their performance and their attitude. I think that's huge.
Yeah, I got to imagine that it's so cool to be able to go to work and build something and see a finished product. You get to be creative and you get to be hands-on and you see the finished product that you yourself built. That's got to be a really cool for you.
I think that is huge. Just finding those people who actually take pride in their work.
Yes.
And that's where you get, you know, somebody that's proactive about improving their skills. And yeah, that's something we look for.
And thinking kind of along the lines of that pride, you are a third generation welder.
Yeah.
And is there any project that comes to mind for you that you is something that you would kind of sit back and say, wow, my grandfather would be so proud of this, or my dad would be so proud of this? Is there any one project for you?
Yeah, I'd have to say our structural projects. So we specialize in structural steel packages. And I just think it's really, you know, neat to drive by to see a building that you fabricated for erection, or a project that you fabricated and erected ourselves. You know, so we do offer a turnkey service in the structural industry. I think that does it for me. And I think that was my attraction as a young man, like my wife had touched on, is being able to produce a product to sit back and take a guess.
I think for me, I am very excited about a project we have coming up for the National Museum of Great Lakes here in Toledo. I really look forward to that, and I think that's going to be monumental for our company and just to look back on also. And yeah.
Has there been any big changes in the industry from when your grandfather started to now?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, in my grandfather's era, everything was stick welding and torches and some gas welding. I mean, even just the development of an angle grinder that can cut steel, that was huge, right? So I've worked around some of the guys that have been in the industry for 40 years, and they're like, yeah, we didn't have those grinders when we started out, you know? And I just think to myself, man, not having a grinder, you know, not having a metabo that cuts steel. So, yeah, there's huge developments. And now we have full automation processes out there available, so.
And I know you had mentioned that a couple different types of welding that you do, and that you also do on the fabrication side. I know on your website I saw plasma cutting, and can you touch a little bit about on the fabrication side, the processes that you
Absolutely.
Use?
Absolutely, yeah. So we do flux core arc welding, we do hard wire, we do stick welding processes, so all three processes. We do laser cutting and forming, get into punching and drilling, plasma cutting. So we can offer heavy plate services. I would say that we also do hard basing and different brazing techniques. So there's really not a process that we're not involved in or developing.
And I saw also that, I mean, obviously the steel structures, that's your specialty. So you're getting out there and that's, you know, kind of, you see that really big in your face, those big steel structures, but you also can do smaller projects as well. I think I noticed mailboxes, steel mailboxes.
Yeah, we've
that you've
got
done.
Some specialty stuff
yeah.
out there. Mm-hmm. You know, my wheels start turning, and I get on the CAD software, and it all starts with, you know, a friend request or a small customer request, and next thing you know, we're producing another product that we're offering, and we just never say no to work, right? You never forget where you came from.
Sure. Yeah. Can you expand a little bit about that, about the design process? Do you do design in-house?
Yes, we do design in-house. So we have SolidWorks that we work with. We also have SDS2 for our structural processes and projects. So we have a wide variety of CAD/CAM available. So we offer renderings and different revisions. We can work all the way through a project from, you know, A to Z with the customer and really offer a turnkey service. We also work with some very talented detail companies that we have in-house. We work with CWIs for certified welding processes, and it's been great to grow in those different, you know, regions. We've done government work, we've done prevailing wage work, so it's exciting to grow as a company.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, you mentioned that there's other companies that you work with in some of those processes, and we talk about very often the supply chain within Fulton County, that a raw material comes here and can be go through the whole production process here. And, you know, obviously you have your scrap yards, and then we're turning this into steel and then cutting it. And then it comes to you guys, and you're forming it and welding it. But, is there anyone in particular, any companies that within Fulton County that you do a lot of work with, or is there anything that you can touch on as far as how these kind of the businesses come together with welding?
It's great. So just being located in Delta, Ohio, Polk County here, we have North Star, which is producing a very large amount of steel. Like you had mentioned, you know, it's going from scrap where they're, you know, they're gathering up from every industry around here with shredded material and producing steel coil. We now have a tubing mill in this area. We've got Worthington Galvanizing, pickling and processing. And this is all within a very small area, you know, not too far from our shop. So it's been a blessing to be within, you know, 7 miles of these industries. And we're looking forward to even more growth in this local area here.
What is it about Fulton County in this area? You know, obviously being close to these, the steel is huge. But is there anything else that made you decide this is where we want to grow our business? This is where we want our business to be.
That's part of our testimony, part of our walk is where we were placed. Did I originally think that we would be in North Star and Worthington and these big corporations around here? I would have to say no, but I've never closed that opportunity off. And as I started to pursue it, it took a hard drive to get into these places and opening doors that opened. You know, an opportunity, and when doors would close, we would use different avenues. And I could tell you many testimonies about how we originally, you know, were able to get as a vendor and a supplier for these companies. I'm looking forward to seeing even the materials that are, there's more production coming in this area. A couple of the industries that are local here are going to be expanding even more, and we're looking forward to going with.
So when you talk about growing with these companies, is there any challenges that you're facing there as far as the growth goes for MCW?
For MCW, Yeah, I would have to say square footage. We're currently seeking a larger shop, a larger facility. That's a bit of a bottleneck, and I feel like it's always a bottleneck for companies. The fabrication industry in a whole has been growing every year for several years. I think since 2019, we probably developed doubled in product and services sales. It's been great.
And we talked a little bit about when you started in 2016 and where you're at now. So we're looking at, you know, a span of 8 years. How you started as an LLC to where you're at now is amazing. I mean, that's
thank you.
That's such an inspiration for so many people, and that's exactly what we want to see is companies that are thriving like that here. And is there anything that you think has really been a key to that success?
I would say hard work and dedication. My wife and I are dedicated Christians, so we give a lot of glory to the Lord and all the opportunities that He's opened up in our life. And a great customer base. Our customers have been great. We have great relationships with our customers. We make sure that we produce a quality product that they're happy.
So your customer base that's here, that's local, obviously, as you expand, you said that you would like to stay in this area. We already touched on a couple of the big ones, so Worthington and North Star. And is there any other customers that are in this area that it's important for you to stay in this area and stay working with those particular companies?
Absolutely. Customers, you know, and also vendors. Vendors have been great. Dowling Steel, they've been great. The owner, Paul Schlatter, and Ben are mentors of mine. I think it's great to work with other family-owned businesses. We actually seek that out, and you know, Arrow Steel and Sugar Steel and Benjamin Steel and all these different steel providers that are local, you know, and they're sourcing a lot of their materials from what's produced right here in Fulton County. It's really amazing.
Yeah, there's so much that's produced here. And then when you expand beyond the borders of the county into the Northwest Ohio region, it's really the amount of production and the amount of growth has been amazing to see in the last few years.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for choosing Fulton County as the home for your business. And thank you for sharing your knowledge of the welding and fabrication industry with us and with the community.
Thank you for having us. We're looking forward to growing in Fulton County. We're looking to seek other businesses that want to grow with us, that we can help their industry to grow. We like to do product development, know, to kind of revolutionize their processes. And we're also looking to build Team MCW with employment.
Yes, we look forward to continuing to provide career opportunities for the people here locally in the county. We really appreciate the opportunity to share on this platform.
Right, thank you, Beth.
Yes, absolutely. And anybody who wants to get in touch with you, like I mentioned, you do have a Facebook page, MCW Certified Welding and Fabrication. You have a website as well, if you could tell us the website.
Yeah, the website is Mike's MCWCertifiedWelding.com. We also have a Google listing that can be contacted through.
And your physical location is in Delta, Ohio. So you're very centrally located within the county and within the Northwest Ohio region.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you again so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.